Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. And before I start, by the way, may I apologise for the ongoing tremendous storms we're having here in Malaysia. Thunder, rain, just about everything you can imagine, but as always accompanied by hot weather. So at least there is that trade-off. But it will impinge upon the show from time to time today, so please again accept my apologies. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. And so now onto a synopsis of today's show. So I'm going to start by giving you some of the ramifications of the situation in Washington today and what it might portend for the future, especially of this coming year. Then I'll deal with the specific threat from Russia, which of course is exacerbated and indeed created by the United States itself, for reasons which I think are rather obvious when you see the economic situation and how the United States really is doing everything it can to disguise and cover up the grim reality of what's going on. That will take me some time because it's really quite an important issue to deal with. I'll talk about how the Fed's wealth effect actually works, a short piece on that, because it's not obvious, and once you've understood that, I think a lot of things fall into place. A quick word on the safest airlines in the world. The year 2017 was marked by the first year where no passenger casualties were recorded at all from any airline. So that's a big leap forward. Then I will talk about the economy and how it can possibly survive on the basis of what has come before. And I will look at it from various aspects. I try to make it as easy as I can for the average listener who's not well clued into economic matters. And I think that you will find this really easy listening, nothing much to have to concentrate on today. I'll end up with a quick overview of who gets what over the tax cuts, which is something I think all of you would like to know, and that will conclude our show for today. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I shall now take my leave. I will be back with you on Friday, so I will wish you a wonderful week ahead. Until then, it's Richard Martin here saying bye-bye.